killed by a kid. Rookie officer dies in struggle for gun. Suspect, 16, killed. Los Angeles Times, June 8, 1988. A rookie Los Angeles police officer, on street patrol less than 3 months, was fatally shot Tuesday during a struggle for his gun with a 16-year-old burglary suspect he confronted on a North Hollywood street, police said. The teenage gunman, Robert Steele of North Hollywood, was later tracked by police dogs to the attic of a nearby vacant house, where he was shot to death by four officers after he repeatedly attempted to reach for the revolver he'd taken from the slain police officer, Commander William Booth said. A 19-year-old accomplice in the burglary was captured, police said. Officer James Bea, 24, was pronounced dead at 1:28 a.m. at St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, less than an hour after he was shot in the head and leg, apparently with his own gun, Booth said. Bea and Officer Ignacio Gonzalez, 44, an 18-year veteran who was Bea's training officer, had answered a 12:20 a.m. burglary alarm call at an electronics store at 7261 Lancashire Boulevard. Door open. When the officers arrived at Alpha Electronics, Booth said, they found a door open and went inside to search. They found no one in the store, but could not search one storage room that had been locked from the inside. Shortly after they walked outside to wait for the owner of the business, who had a key to the storage room, the burglar alarm went off again, and the officers saw one person running from the rear of the building. They quickly returned to their patrol car and drove around the block in an attempt to cut the suspect off, Booth said. Then they split up, the police spokesman said. Bea went on foot, and Gonzalez stayed in the car. They thought this would be the best way to go after the suspect. Bea caught up with the suspect on Hines Avenue, just north of Wyandotte Street, about two blocks from the electronics store, and attempted to arrest him, Booth said. From the car, Gonzalez saw his partner and the suspect struggling for control of a gun. Heard gunfire. Gonzalez was about a block away when he saw the struggle, Booth said. As he went toward them, he heard and saw gunfire. Bea fell to the ground, Booth said, and the suspect fired at Gonzalez as he approached. Gonzalez returned the fire, but neither was hit. The suspect then ran off while Gonzalez went to Bea's aid. About 50 officers, assisted by a helicopter and seven police dogs, searched a 16-block area around the shooting site, Booth said. About 4:30 a.m., one of the dogs led officers to a vacant house at 11828 Runnymede Street, about three blocks from where Bea had been shot. Officers entered the one-story house, located on a wooded lot, and found Steele hiding in a corner of the attic.